Hello, friends, and welcome to day 6 of the Divine Mercy Novena, where we're seeking Jesus and his torrents of grace as we move towards Divine Mercy Sunday. Hi, my name is Ken. This is my beautiful wife,
Janelle.
And we are so thankful that you're watching again today, whether it be on YouTube or all our friends in the private Facebook group. Thank you for your participation. Mm-hmm. Today.
All right, today.
Oh, before we do that, hey, if you want to continue connecting with us and getting more information on when we do these retreats and you don't want to miss the future ones, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and subscribe to Catholic Minute. Get on our email list. That way you're going to know anytime we're going to do retreats like this because we do others besides the Divine Mercy Novena. So just a little tip. Mm-hmm. If you want to stay connected, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com, subscribe to Catholic Minute. Okay, Janelle, right. Who are we praying for?
Okay, today It's Jesus says, bring to me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who will keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is capable of receiving my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence.
That's beautiful.
It is really beautiful. I feel like the first thing that I think of right away is of our own children and how, open they are to the things of faith. You know, I feel like it's such a unique time in a person's life to be a child where they, it's like they just want to know more about Jesus. They speak so freely about Jesus. And sometimes some of the things that they say are just like, blow my mind. I don't know where they get this from. And obviously, you know, the Lord does treasure those little ones so deeply. And even like as we're doing some of these videos, I can feel this little baby inside of me just like kicking and kicking. Mm-hmm. And I just think like life is such a precious gift and how, you know, often in our world, it is truly under attack. Like children are often victims of such horrendous things, including abortion. And how we have a responsibility to protect these little ones, but also to become like them mm-hmm. in some ways.
There's a real contrast between today's topic and yesterday's topic, because yesterday's topic was those who had separated themselves from the church. And what we didn't talk about is that that's an act of pride to say, I do not need to submit. Where today we have the opposite. Pride sins against humility. Mm-hmm. And so today we're talking about the virtue of humility and meekness.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just share one little thing?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about our daughter, Christina. The other day she came up to me and she's like, Mom, how will I know that it's my last moment? Like the time of her death. And I'm thinking, do you really want to, like, I'm thinking, I don't really want to talk about this. and I'm like, we don't know when it will be our time, but we need to be always ready. And she just said, I want my last words to be, Jesus, I gladly give my life to you today. And she's 6. And I think, I want those to be my last words. Anyhow, so humility, and like, all of our kids are very normal kids who they fight with each other and things
kind
like that.
Kind of always that sweet.
No, that's why I remember that, because that doesn't always happen.
And if it does happen, it's usually because they get that quality from their mom, you know?
No, I don't quite think so. But I've been recently reading this book that was going through all kinds of different virtues, and they did a whole day focused on meekness, which I think is often a virtue that can be misinterpreted, especially in today's society, because sometimes we think meekness means cowardice, yeah, or it means weak, or somebody that can be walked on all over.
So right? Tell us what meekness means.
So what meekness actually does mean is to be a spiritual rock. And regardless to what has happened in our past, when we face a certain trial, we don't let all of those past experiences dictate the way that we respond. We're not like highly emotional in the sense that we get very upset or we respond without any emotion. A person who is meek is a spiritual rock, but also that person as an adult has learned how to tame those kind of
those passions.
Extreme emotion. Yes, exactly. So anyhow, I just thought that was a really, really good point, because I think often I like to react to certain situations as opposed to just looking at things with the eyes of faith, the eyes of Christ.
Regarding humility, what is a good definition of humility? And I've always hung on to this one. I can't remember where I heard it first, but it goes like this. Humility is the acknowledgement of truth. So we have right judgment on ourselves, right judgment on others, right judgment towards God. We see everything in the eyes, in the lens of truth, which then gives us the opportunity to respond appropriately. And Jesus said that humility is required for us to grow in the spiritual life, to grow in grace. In fact, Scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So without humility, we won't have heaven. It's only for the humble of heart. So we can have all the information of the faith, we can be learned, we can know the difference between right and wrong, mortal sin, the precepts of the church. But if we don't have humility, it means nothing. Humility really is the virtue that disposes our hearts to receive great grace from God, and so we have to pray for it. But it also can grow in our life through choosing to humble ourselves through prayer and fasting. Fasting is so important in the spiritual life, and I know we've just come from the time of Lent, and you're like, I don't want to hear about fasting anymore. But we need to fast outside of Lent, my friends. It's such a, maybe we'll do another video on this, but it's so connected to humility as well. It detaches us from worldly things and makes more room in our hearts for God. So Jesus said, in the scriptures, when you pray, not if you pray. So we know that to be a disciple of Jesus, we have to be praying. But later on in scripture, he says, when you fast, not if you fast. Did you know that to be a disciple of Jesus requires that we both pray and fast? And the church in their wisdom has given us appropriate times to pray and to fast. Typically, our fasting happens during Lent, but when else does it happen? It happens also on Wednesdays and Fridays traditionally, typically. And Fridays should be something that we should take seriously. But it'll give us the opportunity to grow in the grace of humility, because there'll be a little dying to self every time we choose to give up something. And dying to self is required for humility. I think of different people that I've met in my life too, that are humble souls. And it just, I get so moved by certain people that I meet. I remember this one time I did a parish mission, and this man came up to me. I would guess he's probably in his late 30s. And he was intellectually challenged. And socially, like he had disabilities. I don't know exactly what he had. And he comes up to me to talk. And he was so grateful. He was so grateful for the parish mission. And he looked at me with such sincerity. He said, I'd love to do what you do. But you know, I can't speak like you. And I can't sing like you. Thank you so much for what you do. And I felt like Jesus was speaking to me directly. We are his hands, his feet, his voice. And through this humble man was saying, I can't do what you do. You are my voice. You're my hands, my feet. I mean, and this man, it was just such a moving experience for me. And I'll never forget that. I felt like I met Jesus in a very humble man. So, anything else you know?
Nope.
So let's pray for the meek and humble of heart and those children that resemble that, and give us an example. Please click the link around this video to pray the chaplet along with us. And let's pray and change eternity. God bless you.